lot of national and local news. Let me start with a piece of local news that you may not be able to say much about.
Okay. Yes.
But the group that you work with sued the county.
That is correct.
Regarding Project Jupiter and alleged violations of the Open Meetings Act. Or does it not involve that?
No.
Okay.
Right. No. No, it was a filing to say that the application for the industrial revenue bonds was actually an incomplete application, and it didn't warrant approval, essentially.
Right. I heard that said to the county commissioners by a number of people on September 19th when they...
Right. So what we're basically saying is that because it's an incomplete application and they didn't follow the correct processes, that then they should not be able to issue bonds to the companies to then start the project.
Gotcha. Can you say anything about the insufficiencies? I mean, as I recall, it didn't talk about environmental matters, but that there were some steps they skipped. Do you remember? Can you say what they are?
Right, several steps. Certainly the environmental impact study, the economic analysis. I can't recall all of the the points in the claim. However, it even goes as far as to the day of the vote. I know you and I were present during the public hearing, and when Commissioner Chaparro said that, you know, we're missing pages, there's blank pages.
Right.
And how do you sign a contract or approve something that doesn't have complete information?
It's interesting because a lot of political allies of a lot of the people on the commission are appalled.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that State Senator Steinborn was reaming them out in some interviews.
Yeah.
For specifically what you just said. You know, how do you approve something with missing pages?
Right.
But then they did this other thing, which I had thought you were suing over this too. The AG may get involved, but they illegally, I think, or at least that's what's alleged, taking a quick look at the law on it, it sort of looked that way to me too, and the county has not called me back to tell me any, you know, better view from their point of view, but they delegated, they left a lot of things open, and they delegated to the chair.
Right.
Shalvo Hernandez.
Right.
The task of basically, you finish it up.
Right, yeah, you negotiate on the behalf of the entire county.
And
yep.
that might be very practical under some circumstances, make it easier to reach agreement. But the Open Meetings Act says you make decisions in public.
Right.
And it doesn't mean just the decision, oh yeah, in a general way, we're going to go for this. But all the contractual provisions that define the obligations of the companies to the county or to the people and the obligations of the county to the companies, all that stuff is laid out in a long contract, a lot of details. And you can say we'll delegate to the chair or maybe even to the county manager, I don't know. The task, ministerial tasks,
right,
is the word that they use in the relevant laws and attorney general opinions, which means it's something without any discretion in it. Okay, you sign it for us, and the effective date is supposed to be whenever we've gotten a certain loan or whatever it may be. You fill in the effective date, and you sign it for us. And that ministerial stuff like that, you can delegate. But decisions, and some of them seem to involve pretty key issues, like their obligation not to use a great deal of water.
Right.
in a drought-ravaged desert.
Mm-hmm.
That's been changed in these documents. They still haven't. Heath Hausman, who's doing a wonderful job of keeping tabs on this and urge people to check out his website and his news, but he's been reporting and keeping up on getting the documents, and they gave him the documents that were different from what had been voted on.
Yep.
And a couple days later, they gave him new
different
ones.
Different again, exactly.
And these aren't major changes in the sense, but they're significant. They're material, as far as I can tell. And I'd love to have somebody from the county, Carrie Neal or Scott Andrews or one of them folks. If you're listening, we're at 526-5825, area code 575. Call us and tell us why that was legal, because I ain't getting it. Or Shannon, you call us.
Yeah. Our commissioners. Well, and, just thinking, we're going to go into a little bit later, too, just in terms of democracy and what's, when we vote people into office. And what's the whole point, right? If we are, consider ourselves in, a democratic nation, a democratic community, why do people run for office? Why do we elect them to represent us? And then... have those same representatives then just bypass their duty onto a sole individual,
And it's a legal violation. Mm-hmm. And the law is just, seems to me, very clear, buttressed by, I think, an AG's opinion, maybe several letters AGs have, state attorney generals have sent over the years, but there was particularly an opinion in 98 that makes it very clear you can't do this kind of thing.
Right. Well, and, the other thing, too, just in terms of the significance of this project and the scale and what is being proposed, the fact that these conversations are not being had in the public forum is also very concerning. It's certainly very concerning for us in terms of our organization and the work that we do. Again, because just trying to hold public officials accountable to their constituents, it's almost impossible if they're not making those decisions in public, right? And then hearing about them, either weeks or months later that this was, done at, by one person at a meeting between them and the developers is, it definitely would seem like a violation of law, but also just...
good sense.
Yeah. Bad governance, essentially. Bad governance. Yeah. And, that doesn't really, it doesn't seem like that path is intended to serve the community.
I think I think it's going to make a wasteland out of.
Absolutely.
Which is, Santa Teresa is otherwise booming and primed to boom further. I was reading today that they, one of the things that they're about to do is widen and improve the main bridge in El Paso and take out commercial traffic, some amount of which will then cross at Santa Teresa.
Yes.
Which is already growing into a very serious port. And it's on the rail line, and it's a great, for that kind of thing, bringing stuff in and transferring it around the country. It's a great location. But if this thing uses more water than promised, and of course one of the concerns that a lot of people had was that the developers said a lot of things.
Right.
They said them publicly to the commission, or maybe they said them privately. One of them even said something to me, but those aren't legal promises in the contract.
Exactly.
And also, people don't realize with these contracts, particularly with these wealthy organizations, a lot of it can, Donald Trump used to be good at this, but there were, they're sort of shell companies.
Right.
And, you may have billions of dollars, and if you screw the county, you might well be able to pay a judgment, but your, Daisy Maldonado LLC goes bankrupt and you skate off to the bank.
Right, right.
We try to collect from you, you just giggle.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's case in point. We've already, you know, seen that they've said that the naming of the companies in the IRB are, you know, like Red Chili One and Yucca Growth, whatever, whatever, you know, and those aren't anywhere to be found. And those aren't the right. companies that are named as the companies like leading the project.
Yeah. I haven't looked, but I'd be curious to see in that contract who actually takes responsibility, you mm-hmm. know, if they do something like put in a nuclear power plant to run because they need a tremendous amount of energy.
Right, as they've
Suppose
stated.
They put in nuclear and it doesn't work too well and they just leave us and the county gets the land back.
Right, with all yeah
waste site.
Waste, exactly.
That costs vast amounts to clean up. And, you know, mm-hmm. Joe Smith LLC is bankrupt.
Right, so at that point, right, yeah.
Yeah, or Yucca.
Yucca, exactly. And then Borderplex is, you know, nowhere to be found, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so, I'll to say is this is just the beginning of a process in us, again, really trying to get at the heart of what is going on and really, again, hold our elected officials accountable to the vote that they made on the 19th and, you know, to get answers for the community and ensure that the people, in particular the people in Sonoma Park and Santa Teresa, are not going to have to suffer from this development, you know, that could really harm their health and well-being.
Given what's happened elsewhere, and I understand all the arguments the company and the county commissioners make that that's not going to happen here, but in a lot of places, it's ended up, you know, mm-hmm. hiking people's electricity rates.
Yep.
And you know, this thing, running this thing for a day probably takes about as much power as a town of 50 or 100,000 people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah.
As much water as a town of 5,000. You know, Santa Teresa is a town of 5,000.
It is, yeah.
So it's and it also is going to, you know, contribute greatly to the pollution, global warming, greenhouse gases.
Yep.
You're basically taking a power entity. So I've heard different iterations of whether it's the same size as everything El Paso does, mm-hmm. El Paso Electric.
Right.
Or just their New Mexico operation.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it's a hell of a lot of power to add on that much gas-powered or nuclear-powered. They say they won't do that. I think that's probably true, but I hope it's... I don't think it's in the contract. Maybe it will be next week.
Well, that's the point I was going to make too, Peter, is that, you know, you're a trained attorney and you know that contracts are amendable. Just because it's written today a certain way doesn't mean that it can't be changed. So who's to say? Honestly, I feel like who's to say?
A typical example of that is, we're trying to cut down on non-renewable energy
yes.
sources.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically, you know, doubling what El Paso Electric already does.
Yes.
Although they're going to do some of it themselves and hopefully. And, you know, they say, they've told me, you know, privately that they will use a lot of, you know, they already have suppliers lined up and, you know, contracts ready to sign with solar, you know, somebody
right,
can
yeah,
build
yeah.
a big solar field there.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, and maybe forever, they're going to be using some non-renewable.
Right.
And they can do that if they want till, you know, they have supposedly have to phase that out 2045. But that even that isn't a real deadline because there are exceptions.
Exactly.
And as you say, things can be amended or changed mm-hmm. even by the state legislature.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, why build, you know, a several probably yeah. billion-dollar facility to produce energy to then just decommission it? That certainly doesn't make sense. Financial sense, yeah. like just
no.
that alone. So it's an argument that, that I just can't get on board.
And, you know, I guess I can't so far either.
Yeah.
And I also, you know, to the I'm not a bond lawyer, but I did a lot of high stakes litigation. And the idea that some, you know, with all that's going on, your lawsuit, the alleged allegations of open meetings mm-hmm. violations, which don't include this latest part.
Correct.
Or they do, but they're not limited to that.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a bond lawyer and I have to certify that these bonds were properly okayed by the county,
right? Yep.
How do I do that with right. lawsuits and stuff going on?
That part is true. Yeah, if you're the underwriter, you know, at the finance company or at the bank, yeah. or where, yeah, you know, you're definitely looking at that, and you're going to put your financial institution at risk. I feel like if you, you know, you say yes to those applications.
One would think so.
Right. You, and it wouldn't make financial sense.
I got to
sure.
say, I'm not likely to buy any of those bonds unless they dot all their proverbial I's and mm-hmm. cross all their proverbial T's. And,
yeah. You know, yeah, it's a huge risk, right?
Even fix their semicolons.
Yeah.
But having said that, we have a government shutdown.
We do.
Nothing seems to be moving in the direction of solving it. And I guess next, you may know more about this than I, but I think next week they stop sending people who depend on the government for, mm-hmm. you know, to feed their kids or whatnot.
Yeah, the SNAP benefits.
Pay their rent, feed the kids, whatever it may be. All that's going to stop. I don't know about, I'm guessing that at least for a while that Social Security is separate. But I'm not even sure about that. But they are paying the military. Somebody asked me the other day about the construction of the ballroom.
Yeah.
And at least according to what I read, because I looked it up after this guy was complaining about it, that's mm-hmm. all private funds. So that can keep going.
They're using private funds to renovate or alter the White House?
Yes.
Right. Yes.
According to my rather limited research.
And that's allowed? Who knows, right, in terms of what's allowed nowadays.
Everything's allowed now.
Right.
But even without, I think if some private entity says, you know,
right, as a donation, yeah.
I'll help you fix the plumbing in the West Wing or mm-hmm. whatever. If they're going to donate it, I don't really want my public government saying
right.
no thanks.
Well, right.
And taking my money instead. There's a both and
to that, right? So who's making the donation and what are they then receiving in return by private funding a ballroom?
I think a major donor is either Boeing or some other big aircraft some such company.
Quid pro quo, right?
I don't think it's anybody's, you know, grandmother on
saying though, right? So if it's Boeing, well, then we'll ensure you get, you know, government contracts for this and that or the other. And okay, well, I'll make a donation to the White House to, you know, build your lavish ballroom.
In this context, you know, the world we live in right now, which any previous president of any party would be, huh? But, you know, there are so many ways. I mean, Trump is so involved in the cryptocurrency,
mm-hmm.
and he's selling so many other things from Bibles to whatever.
Bibles.
And you buy those. Huh. Well, I mean, he was at least.
I have no idea.
Bibles with a couple of pages at the beginning are the U.S. Constitution.
Interesting.
Huh. I mean, yeah. He's going and cutting deals with Qatar and
right.
Saudi Arabia
right.
while his sons and son-in-law and company
mm-hmm.
are taking investments from the Saudi Investment Fund or the I always can't remember how to pronounce Qatar. It's something Qatar.
Qatar.
Yeah. I was over in that area many years ago a few times, but never learned to pronounce. Anyway, how can you be making decisions that are affecting these countries, and also having your hand, your son there with his hand up.
Benefiting, yeah.
And everybody got so exercised about Hunter Biden trying to trade on his father's name and alleging Joe was involved. And, you know, if he was, he should be punished.
Right.
And if Hunter Biden committed any crimes, he should be punished.
Right, there should be consequences for sure.
But Donald Trump's doing it.
Right, blatantly.
Openly.
Right, yeah, in people's faces, yeah.
And he, since he now owns the FBI and the...
apparently so, yeah, Department of Justice.
The AG,
and the Department of War.
Yes.
As he's now redefined it or renamed it.
Yeah. Well, gone back to the old traditional name.
Well...
But I guess they figure that's all macho, and you know that'll scare the hell out of Putin and see.
That doesn't seem to sway that. That hasn't seemed to sway that specific conflict at all. And yeah, he hasn't come back to the table, so I'm not sure that influence, you know, is having any kind of impact.
Yeah, a couple of Tomahawk missiles might help, but...
I mean...
in the right hands.
I don't know.
We got a local election going on.
We do.
I'll talk about that briefly.
Yeah.
Urge everybody to read, you know, what the candidates have said. I think the Bulletin and maybe the Sun News still does this. Allow them to make statements.
Mm-hmm.
They've talked in various forums or fora for the ACLU, the League of Women Voters.
Yes.
And they've been on this show. And every candidate has either been on this show or was invited and couldn't find
declined
the time.
Or, or couldn't show up,
But we have... That reminds me that we do have a conservative person coming on, I think that November 12th.
Okay.
Somebody had, local Republican leader had posted something opining about the No Kings event.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, why don't you come talk about it on the show? And she is going to, which I think is great. We'd like more of that, having folks that, you know, may not agree with you or me personally on the show. But anyway, local election. Any want to say anything about the bonds? How you voted or think others should?
Which, the school bonds or the county bond?
School bonds, I was a yes, I'll say that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and, you know, our schools definitely need support. And
county bonds, I was a more reluctant yes for various reasons. How about you?
Right. I would say I would agree with that sentiment. I haven't voted yet. I haven't gone to the polls yet. But it's a little concerning, especially this amphitheater idea.
Yes, we talked about that, I think, last week's show or the week before. I will vote for it because it's not going to impact property taxes that much, and it will help organizations that do use the fairgrounds, like the Southern New Mexico State Fair. I have my doubts that the amphitheater will ever pay for itself.
Right, yeah.